The Democratic Alliance notes the address made this evening by President Ramaphosa, but frankly, he should have provided the reassurance that the nation was looking for by announcing a cabinet cleanup, because nothing else is going to cut through many of the problems that we're facing in South Africa without that. For starters, South Africa needs a full-time health minister to manage a full-time pandemic response. The president should have announced this evening that he has moved ministers William Kiese along for his part in the Digital Vibe scandal, and that he's replaced him with a competent individual with the skills and experience to make the right decisions. It simply beggars belief that a health minister is still on fully paid leave over 6 weeks after his suspension. If Mr. Mkhize is innocent, then the president should surely have released the Digital Vibes report by now, and we call on him to do this. The public has a right to know. South Africans are tired of being treated like children. The president should also announce a competent replacement for police ministers Bheki Cele and state security minister Ayanda Dlodlo, both of whom have completely failed South Africa. The president spoke this evening again about the huge blows that the violence in KwaZulu-Natal and Gauteng has caused to the economy and to jobs and to lives of South Africans. And confidence in South Africa is at an all-time low, and only a wholesale cabinet cleanup is going to get people to believe in the country again. We also welcome this evening the social relief grants that are desperately needed. These relief measures are not going to be sustainable over the longer term without swift and decisive structural reforms of our economy. And the best and most sustainable way to help the poor and vulnerable in South Africa is to create jobs. South Africans are under indescribable pressure. The suffering is unimaginable to those of us who are lucky enough to have secure jobs. And trust in the Ramaphosa administration is at an all-time low. Tonight, people needed to hear that their need for competent, caring leadership comes before the ANC's need to balance factional claims for political positions. We need to do absolutely everything in our power to get back to normal life. The level of vaccine hesitancy in South Africa is worryingly high, and government should be running a massive campaign to encourage people to get vaccinated and to dispel the fears around vaccine safety. Now, we welcome the relaxation of some of the restrictions, but the president should have gone further and removed all the restrictions that are costing South Africans their jobs. Specifically, the curfew and the ban of alcohol should have been fully lifted. The curfew is doing irreparable damage to restaurants, small towns, and tourism. There is also now so much illicit alcohol available, particularly in Gauteng and KwaZulu-Natal, that it frankly makes no difference to transmission, but it has a huge difference to tax receipts and to jobs. So enough with the irrational arbitrary regulations, such as forcing restaurants to stop serving alcohol at 8 p.m., but food at 9 p.m. Parliament also needs to be reconvened to deal with the multiple serious challenges battering South Africa. It is inexcusable that in the midst of the nation's greatest need, our parliament remains closed, with a speaker who obstinately refuses to allow parliament to open to do its job of executive accountability and being able to ensure that we can put ideas on the table. Now is not the time for heads in the sand. It's time for cool heads around the table to provide the solutions needed to secure our future for our country and our citizens.